Good day. I'm your host, Paige Estrotori, delivering your weekly insurance news wrap courtesy of Financial Services Online. A landmark decision took center stage this past week when the Australian Financial Complaints Authority, or AFCA, stood up for property owners in a Lyft vandalism dispute. The case dates back to 2018 when an apartment block's lifts fell victim to water damage following hydrant tampering. At odds were the owners and Chubb Insurance, the latter attributing the hoist rope damage to age and lack of maintenance, in contrast to the owner's invocation of vandalism. Shifting tides, however, saw FCA ruling against Chubb. EFA found water damage as the primary cause and highlighted inconsistencies in Chubb's damage assessment, ordering compliance with the owner's initial insurance claim, a turn of events that will undoubtedly echo in similar disputes in the future. Meantime, in New South Wales, the government sets its sights on the predatory practice known as claim farming, with the introduction of the Claim Farming Practices Prohibition Bill 2025. This legislation aims to shield vulnerable individuals from intimidation and unsolicited inducements encouraging them to file claims. Particularly, affected are personal injury claims under the Civil Liability Act, and fraud laws remain in place to back this up. With a 10-year prison sentence hanging over offenders, one thing is clear. The New South Wales government is steadfast in protecting its citizens from exploitation. From legislation to modernization, the Royal Automobile Association of South Australia braces for a significant tech overhaul. In synchrony with Duck Creek's on-demand cloud platform, the move aims to enhance motor and home insurance systems, including policy, billing, and claims management, a noteworthy step forward for insurance in the digital era, catalyzing agility and customer experience responsiveness. Finally, customer experience takes a hit as consumer advocates lambast insurers over poverty premiums and loyalty taxes. Financial Rights Legal Center, among others, criticizes inappropriate pricing practices which place unnecessary burdens on consumers opting for monthly payments or renewal premiums. The debate is heated, while the Insurance Council of Australia defends the practices, attributing them to competition law restrictions. Critics argue measures lack enforcement and prioritization of consumer trust and fairness. A battle with no clear end in sight, as both sides assert their stance for industry improvements. That wraps up our weekly digest of insurance news. Stay tuned to Financial Services Online for more updates, insights, and in-depth coverage of Australia's diverse financial market. This is Paige Estrotori, signing off.